This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm joined in the studio by
Arvind Braj.
And our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
Now, the question we're asking you is, how do you feel about people who use their phones in meetings? And should you be able to take your digital devices into meetings? Research has shown that we're not very good at multitasking, despite our thinking that perhaps we might be. And it also shows that having a phone just in the room, or even in a bag in that same room, actually makes you a little bit dumber.
Makes you focus on it without you knowing.
Yeah. Mm. So we asked for feedback. We've got some. We'll do Twitter first with Arv.
Yeah, so this comes from Kinju, who says, certainly no personal device at meetings. This is to stop distractions. If required, to set up one PC connected to a projector to show relevant minutes, updates or other data, info stored in a common cloud drive. And then Soliloquy says, no meeting must be short and sweet with no exchange of info with non-attendees. And Wendy says, always helpful when need to do ad hoc Googling for info so that quicker decisions can be made instead of the I'll check on that and get back to you later buzzkill.
Mm. Okay, so responses over on Instagram. VJs has said, I record my minutes, action items and important points in my iPad. And then I've got Lil Li Ying has said, everything now is technology based. Got to be focused on the meeting. It's faster to take notes via a laptop. Other people saying it's rather disturbing and not focus in a meeting. Other people saying, we should be going paperless. It's a paperless world. We can search up. We can retrieve information. Save the trees. I've got people saying over here on WhatsApp, number ending 4243. Yes, bringing tech makes it easier to record a meeting and a hotspot for the internet. I've also got another one from number ending 1178. No gadgets in meetings so that we can fully concentrate in the meeting itself, except for the host, a laptop or tablet to take meetings, to take minutes of the meeting.
But those are devices, no?
I mean, those are devices, but I think, you know, it's mainly what we're looking at here is the cell phone, the smartphone rather. And that is where the kind of the research is focused. I mean, stuff like laptops, I completely understand. If your internet is switched off, I think that's the deal. I'm guilty of it. I mean, I know we have production meetings and we have cross-sell meetings and we do all of these things. And we all go in there, with our cell phone, and the meeting starts off and we get 10 or 15 minutes in, and then slowly you just reach for your phone.
Check the phone when you get a ping.
Just a quick tap. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, your focus is gone.
Yeah.
And then you look up and you're like 5 minutes behind because they've been talking, and you're like, sorry, what?
Yeah.
And then again, somebody has to re-explain it, and you're like, I don't want to be that person,
Also, I think it's, when stuff comes in on the, there's that thing where, I forgot what it's called, but when you get an alert on your phone, notification on your phone, you have to check it because it sounds like everything's important.
Yeah.
And suddenly the stuff on your phone becomes more important than the meeting itself because you think you can catch up. There's always going to be like minutes. There are going to be like people who can give you the download of information. But then stuff that's on your phone feels like a bigger priority than the stuff that's going on in the meeting itself.
I mean, I genuinely feel that if we were to leave phones outside of meeting, as much as I like them there to rely on them and to be a crutch to kind of, lean on, I think meetings would be a heck of a lot shorter if we managed to get rid of the smartphones inside the meeting.
Yeah. It slows it down.
Yeah. We did manage to get a clip earlier on from Bob Venero. He's from Future Tech. He does YouTube and he's from Forbes as well. This clip is from Make Meetings Efficient by Leaving Phones Behind. Have a quick listen.
As a technology provider, technology can also bring a lot of noise into an organization. One thing that we recently implemented all throughout Future Tech is the avoidance of cell phones in any meetings. So what we've identified, and I actually saw a video on this, and I forget where it was, where they had a group of people that were going into a meeting, and they were pre-meeting, right? So they were waiting outside before to get into the meeting, and there was no conversations between any of the employees. They were all head down, looking at their phones, whatever they were doing. So what we decided to do was, based on what we had seen, is remove phones from any of the meetings that we have. So you're not allowed to bring it in, right? It's gotta be away, not on the table, not on the desk. the amount of interaction change that we've had in meetings since we've implemented that has been 10 to 1, number one. Number two, the meeting times have shrunk from an average of an hour and a half to 45 minutes. Because we go in, we accomplish the things we need to do, everybody's paying attention, and then you move out. So it's interesting to watch that dynamic of the value of technology, you know, that we have from a corporate perspective, from what it brings to us, but then also the things that it hinders for us, right, and takes away. So we're trying to make adjustments, right, as a company to have that balance in between the value of technology, right, and the noise that technology brings sometimes.
I know that's not what he meant by the meetings take a lot shorter, but I'm thinking, like, what if people just want to head out because they want to get to their phones again? And that's why no one's asking questions in the meeting and no one's like putting up their hands because they're like, I just want this to be over so I can go back to being my normal self and checking my notifications and stuff. So maybe right. That's why. I'm sure it's because the meeting is productive, but have you seen people like sometimes in the cinemas, even before the movie finishes, they like stand up and immediately grab their phones and they're like texting on the way out.
I have.
Yeah, so it shows that all they want is to get to the end bit, like the final minute.
And Christine is cringing at this point.
And it's like...
Guilty over there.
Guilty. Because, immediately check the notifications while walking out.
Right.
And then the credits hit. So the scene hasn't even finished yet.
Now, you see, in that situation just a few years ago, Christine, have a listen and listen hard. At that point, that walk down the steps from your seat to that front, to the door of the cinema, would have been the discussion between you and the person that you're there with about what you thought about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It would have 2 or 3 minutes, what did you think about that? And I like that.
What would you
like
give
that.
It? Like,
yeah. And so you're having that little bit of interaction. Now, if you're picking your phone up and you quickly check, that conversation is then gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're walking down that corridor, checking your notifications, staring at your phone while the other person is probably doing the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
And by the time you've got through those double doors at the end of that long walk, it's like, what should we eat then?
Yeah.
And so the feedback about the movie has gone.
Completely gone. Yeah.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if it's the same thing for meetings, because you're like, just get this over with, because I want to head out and get my phone from the basket or bag or, wherever they left it before coming in. I don't know.
Interesting. Right, we're running a poll, by the way, over on Insta Story. Right now, the voting is at 82% of you think you should be able to take your phone and digital devices into the meeting, compared to just 18% of you, of course. We have a message here from Ro over on WhatsApp. He says, I used to work on a telco account where it's considered rude not to bring your phone into a meeting. It was, however, not uncommon to see colleagues with two phones, probably because the signal from said telco was pretty awful. Ro, don't you go changing, my friend. Last one before we take a quick break. Christopher Lim has messaged in and said we can do minimal repetitive tasks and a cognitive task at the same time. I'm sure you probably can. I'm not arguing with that. Last one. I love watching movies and I'm guilty of that, but normally I will use the phone to text some of the cast name. By text, I assume
look
you
them
mean,
up, I
look
guess.
Them up, yeah. Because if you're texting them, then you're probably beginning free viewings anywhere somewhere else. Unless you do know them, of course. Steve Chong from KK. Time to take a short break. Music up next from Steve Winwood with Higher Love. We'll be back with our next story about don't use a microwave to disinfect your cash.
Mm-hmm.
All coming up after this song on BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.